We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Four U.S. presidents were in New York yesterday, but only one attended the wake of murdered New York police officer Jonathan Diller, who was killed in the line of duty during a traffic stop. Police say the suspected killer had 21 prior arrests and had just been released.
I just visited with a very beautiful wife that now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby. Sitting there, innocent as can be, doesn't know how his life has been changed. But the Diller family will, you'll never be the same. You can never be the same. And we have to stop it. We have to stop it. We have to get back to law and order. We have to do a lot of things differently because this is not working.
Many thanked the former president for making the trip to be in the city on this very important day for the family.
Wow. Folks, if this doesn't show you where we are as a country, the symbolism of this, and yes, they knew exactly what they were doing. I'm going to explain that part to you in a minute. Four presidents in New York, only one attended the wake for Jonathan Diller, who was executed because of Democrat policies by a thug with 21 convictions, including 9 felonies, who never should have been running around in the first place. But this is a liberal nirvana, and this is what they celebrate. They prefer illegal immigrant criminals to Americans. They believe that no matter what they should do, almost without exception, they should be out on the street with you and I. We should all be together. It's what they think. That's what they believe. So this was such a contrast yesterday. Four presidents are in New York simultaneously. Only one of them has bothered to call the family of Jonathan Diller and offer his condolences. Only one of them bothered to attend the wake. The other three were busy, hobnobbing with their Hollywood pals and raising a terrifying $26 million in a single fundraiser, flanked by Wall Street titans, the ultra-wealthy, and Hollywood celebrities. If you wanted a picture at this fundraiser, with all three presidents, $200,000. That's the kind of people they hang out with. That's who they are. Who are we? Well, some money was raised yesterday by the good people of America. I'm not even going to break this into right versus left or Republican versus Democrat. No. It's so much beyond that. It is the normals. The normal people of America who are terribly moved after watching the video of a cop dying and screaming in pain in the streets of New York. So moved that David Portnoy of Barstool Sports was able to raise, not with Hollywood celebrities, not money for the Democrat Party and for their campaigns. No, $1.5 million yesterday for the family of slain New York cop Jonathan Diller. His followers raised $750,000. He said he would match it. And so yesterday the family got $1.5 million. Tunnel of the Towers paid off their home. They're taken care of. We take care of our own. And our own normal, good, regular American citizens. That's who normals are now. That's who our own is. It's not right. It's not left. It's just normal. But the absolute jaw-dropping thing that happened yesterday, folks, I cannot even, just the bile of this. So for 2 days now, right, you've been listening to the show. You know that Obama and Clinton and Biden were going to be in New York at the same time Trump was, and Trump would be at the wake and they would be at the fundraiser, right? It's been on the news for 2 days. And do you know what the Biden campaign put out? Are you ready for this? This is from Biden-Harris headquarters, one of the campaign's Twitter feeds. Mocking Trump. Biden mocked Trump for wasting time while he's at the wake of the NYPD cop, Jonathan Diller, who was killed by lawless Democrat policies. You want to hear the schedule they put up? They said, well, President Biden is traveling the country, visiting every major battle. No, he wasn't. He was in New York. New York is not a battleground. He was chunking up the Wall Street and Hollywood cash yesterday. They say Trump is wasting his time. Here's his schedule yesterday. 8 a.m., according to the Biden campaign, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., hair. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., hide in basement. 12 p.m., lunch with white nationalists. What was Trump doing at 12? He was with the NYPD and the family of the slain cop. That how they see those folks? White nationalists? Really? No, they're salt of the earth. They're normal Americans. 1 p.m., try to sell special Trump-approved Bibles to pay bills. 2 p.m., hide in basement. 5 p.m., sit in golf cart. 6 p.m., hide in basement. So they're mocking Trump for wasting his time yesterday. There is no way they didn't know he was going to that wake, and that's where he would be yesterday with the family. By the way, they invited him. He did not invite himself. They wanted him to be there. The other three couldn't be bothered with a phone call. And they're folks, if you knew and I knew that's where Trump would be and that's where the Democrats would be, because there's been 2 days of coverage of it, they knew that when they put this out. They were mocking him for wasting his time. I'll put it together. They were mocking him for wasting his time by being at that wake at all, by being with the NYPD. That's what they were doing. That's who they are. That is what makes them such an incredible danger to this country, to peace and prosperity. So here's what the Democrats were up to.
Meanwhile, yesterday, about 30 miles away, President Biden was fundraising with former Presidents Obama and Clinton. The trio schmoozed with celebrities and high-dollar donors as guests enjoy performing.
Yep, that's what they were up to. Now, here, I just want to play this one part. Well, you know what? I'll play it when I get back. Because I want you to hear what actually went on behind closed doors while Trump was, according to the Democrats, according to the Biden campaign, wasting his time with white nationalists, or as we call them, the NYPD and the family of the slain officer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.